People wonder why we talk about the wrath of God. The Bible tells us to warn of his goodness and his severity. If you're about to be destroyed and I don't warn you, it means I don't love you or care for you. In the book of Ezekiel 33, it talked about being a watchman and warning those headed for destruction. So we're going to warn. And it also tells us in the New Testament to watch and warn. Paul's very clear about that. So we're watching the culture and the colleges. We're watching the world and the churches that are all corrupt and sinful. And we're warning so that you can know that you can't live your life any way you want, that you're an enemy of God as you live after the pattern of this world, that the wrath of God is coming. You won't escape the wrath of God living in your rebellion and your pride and your arrogance. We see a lot of arrogance on college campuses. Arrogance as if, oh, you think you know better. A lot of arrogance like, oh, I'm learning more than the Bible. No, actually, the Bible is the most accurate book in the world. If you can't believe the Holy Scriptures, you certainly can't believe your textbooks written a few years ago by liberal compromised men. The Bible has over 24,000 ancient manuscripts that back it up. The next closest thing in human antiquity, human history, is a book of Homer's Iliad, 700 manuscripts. That's it. The things you're learning today will change and be modified and will go away, but the Word of God is unchanging. Jesus made the narrow way and it's unchanging. The gospel 2,000 years ago, his shed blood, unchanging. The creation of the world, unchanging. Wrath and hell that awaits all those that are outside of Christ, it's unchanging. The same path is headed for you. You live like the world, you live like college, you live in churchianity, you make your own way. Wrath is coming, neighbor. But this glorious Savior came into the world and humbled himself, lowered himself to be like you and I, to be put on the stake, to be beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised, to feel all of our sin, our struggles. He took on our sin. He felt all of our struggles. He felt our pain. He felt everything that we feel today. And he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't that awesome? Jesus has overcome the world for his people. But you're not his people if you're not born of the biblical gospel and you've come out of the world and you're living in righteousness and holiness. You're not his people. You're not born of God. It means the wrath of God is upon you. You're going to get one or two things, UW. You're going to get one or two things. You're going to get the love of God when you're in Jesus Christ, or you're going to get the wrath of God. One of two things. That's all you're going to get. You're going to get the love of God, or you're going to get the wrath of God. And we're here to warn you that the wrath of God is coming unless you repent and turn and lose your life and be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be ye holy, for God is holy. Holy means set apart. You're not set apart if you live like the culture and college life. You're not set apart in the Sunday church systems, neighbor. You're living and following after a pattern of the flesh. And just as there's only two options from God, love and forgiveness or wrath and judgment, that's what you're going to get from God. There's love or there's hate. Psalm 119:104, God says, I hate, the psalmist says, God, I hate every false way. And we know that Satan is the father of lies, and college and culture and churches are full of lies. So let's do some deducing here, UW students. If the college and churches and the culture are full of lies, but Christ is truth and truth everlasting, who invented the colleges, the churches, and the culture? Satan. Amen. You're following Satan. Don't follow Satan, young man. He's a loser. Christ throws him in the lake of fire with his angels, and everyone that's outside of Christ gets thrown in there as well in the end of days. And those end of days are coming. Those end of days are nearer than you think. You might think, oh, I'm young. I got a long life ahead of me. Lots of people die in their 20s. And guess what? If you sin on and on long enough, do you know what God can do? He can turn you over so that you have no chance of coming to him, because everything happens through him. Jesus said, without me, in John 15, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. And so if you live in sin and trample it long enough and hold God off and don't obey him, he can turn you over and you have no hope to come out of your worldliness, your sin, your wickedness. That happens to a lot of people. They hate the truth because they've been turned over. God showed us an example of that of Pharaoh. Go read in the Old Testament. Pharaoh hardened his heart first. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God wants none to perish. Pharaoh hardened his heart first. And then God used him as a vessel of wrath because God said, I know he won't let my people go. God knows the future. What's your future? God knows your future. But if you live in sin and rebellion against God, he may turn you over and says, I know you won't serve me. Then he turns you over to death and destruction. This is a very real thing we're talking about. The churches fill you up with coffee, cookies, youth clubs, fun, music, just like college does. Sports, yep, the churches and college do sports. They fill you up with all these false ways to satisfy and titillate your flesh. But you know what they are? The pastors, the priests, they're spiritual perverts. Spiritual perverts. Jesus said a perverse generation. That word perverse in the Bible doesn't mean sexual sin. It means you twist the word of God. You've twisted the word of God to your own ways. That makes them spiritual perverts. Pastors and priests lie. Why? To keep their buildings filled. They've made it into a living. They're not warning you about college life, the culture, sports, politics, entertainment, feminism, pride, homosexuality, lying, drinking, drunkenness, fornication, many sins. One lie will keep you out of the kingdom of God, Revelation 22 says. One lie will keep you out of the kingdom. God killed a husband and wife for one lie in Acts 5. What's going to spare you, neighbor? The blood of Christ. Cleanse. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us. If we walk in the light, the culture is not in the light of God's word. The churches are not in the light of God's word. UW is not in the light of God's word, neighbor. It's got the wrath of God set for it. But God is so loving and merciful, he's holding off his wrath a little longer. You still have today if God hasn't turned you over. You can decide today, you know, Jesus died for me. Why do I live in my sin, my worldliness, my pride, my vanity? Did you know? Pride. You wear clothing, you do your hair, you do makeup, men, you have tattoos. Men wearing jewelry and makeup now, showing your bodies off. Did you know pride, Proverbs 6:17, is an abomination to God? Did you know that? A lot of people, street preachers, pick on homosexuality. Yeah, that's a sin. But so is a proud look, an abomination to God. So let's be fair. Lying, fornication, drunkenness, all these things set you outside of the truth of God. We don't want you outside the truth of God, neighbor. We want you safe in Christ. Jesus said, I will lose none that the Father has given me. That means those that have repented and come to him, he knows who they are in the end. He's so glorious and merciful. He's so loving, full of compassion and grace. But grace is not sinning on and on. No. Grace is the ability and the power, the influence to live a godly life. In Romans 6, Paul says, shall we go on sinning now that grace has come? Oh, no. The Bible does not give us that authority to do that, because you're not forgiven if you sin on. If you were married and your partner cheated on you and you wanted to forgive them, you would ask them to stop that behavior. Or how can forgiveness happen if they don't stop? Stand before a righteous judge in court. You've broken the speed law. Unless you promise him you'll do better, he's going to throw the book at you. Repentance, change of heart and mind, change of ways. You can't make a mockery out of a righteous judge in court. I promise you, the Bible says in Galatians, God will not be mocked. When you live a life outside of obeying Jesus, not churches, not the culture, not UW, when you live a life not obeying the word of God, the churches are not obeying the word of God, you're mocking God. You're telling God, I know better. We talked about it before. You're practicing spiritual witchcraft. Rebellion against God is as the sin of witchcraft. We don't want that for our neighbors. We want you to wake up and see Satan's system, this culture, the churches, and UW are a tool the enemy's using to destroy your soul. You've got one soul. And the theme I've been preaching about today, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You don't fear God if you're of the culture, the churches, or the UW system. Multiple young men told me today, oh yeah, college life is sinful and ungodly. You don't fear God living in that way. I fear God. I'm here today because I care for your souls. I'm no better than you, but I am different. What are those books going to teach you about eternity, young man?
Well, I'm returning them.
What are they going to teach you about eternity, though? When you stand before God, what's going to happen to you? As you sin on and negate Christ's sacrifice for you. You got to repent and turn and seek him. Beginning of wisdom is to seek after the knowledge of God, which leads you to the fear of God. Fear God. Seek the kingdom and live. Lest you do that, you have no hope, neighbors. What a glorious thing we get to come and do on the college campuses, lifting up the biblical truth. Warn that the wrath of God is coming. Tell you to turn and forsake your sin. Don't trust in professors, pastors, or priests, or parents. Hey, we got four P's going on here. Pastors, priests, parents, and professors. They're not telling you the truth. They're lying to you about what it is important in life. A college degree will be meaningless in eternity. When you're suffering the wrath of God in eternity, I promise you, your college degree is going to be meaningless. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ, neighbors. Turn and seek him while there's time. Throw yourself at the mercy of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you, young people. That's been the theme today. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God. College is not teaching you wisdom. Fear the one, Jesus said, that can destroy your body and soul in hell. Don't fear Satan. Don't fear the culture. Don't fear men. Fear God and live. Repent. Live in your sins and die the second death that's coming. Life is but a vapor, James says. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow, but you're living for the world is not wise, it's foolish, neighbors. Turn and seek the kingdom of God today. We're here to help you.